There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to Day 19 of the Tabernacle, a Table of Unity. In the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 20 through 23, Jesus was praying, and he said, "I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you. That they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me." Our text for today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 16 and 17. "The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread." A quick review will be helpful as we continue our discussion of the tabernacle. The worshipers would walk to the one entrance, the east gate, bringing their spotless lamb or goat to sacrifice. They would place their hands on the animal's head and confess their sins. Next, the lamb or goat would be slain at the entrance as a substitute for their sins. The priest would place the fatty portions of the slain animal on the bronze altar and sprinkle the blood on the corners. This would symbolize the judgment for sins. The priest would wash at the bronze laver, signifying the purity required to enter God's presence. On the Sabbath, a priest entered through a linen gate into the holy place and placed 12 loaves of freshly baked bread on the table of showbread. The priest removed the old bread and ate it that day. By only looking at three furnishings of the tabernacle, we already have several pictures of Jesus Christ. Two significant symbols are the blood that was shed and the bread that was prepared. One chapter later, from where we read earlier, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 26, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" The bread on the table in the tabernacle foreshadows the bread of communion, pointing to the sacrificial body of Christ. Interestingly, bread and the body of Christ are keys to the union of his church called the body of Christ. Some questions to consider. In what ways do the first three furnishings of the tabernacle foreshadow Jesus Christ? How can the bread of communion symbolize the broken body of Jesus Christ and at the same time keep the church, the body of Christ, from being broken? Consider the following scripture from the Message, paraphrase, and consider any additional insights. From 1 Corinthians 10, verses 15 through 18, from the Message. I assume I'm addressing believers now who are mature. Draw your own conclusions. When we drink the cup of blessing, aren't we taking into ourselves the blood, the very life of Christ? And isn't it the same with the loaf of bread we break and eat? Don't we take into ourselves the body, the very life of Christ? Because there is one loaf, our manyness becomes oneness. Christ doesn't become fragmented in us. Rather, we become unified in Him. We don't reduce Christ to what we are. He raises us to what He is. That's basically what happened even in old Israel. Those who ate the sacrifices offered on God's altar entered into God's action at the altar. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.